live soon. I got to call up chat.
We're live.
We're live, live now?
Live, yeah, right now.
I got to call chat up.
Okay.
Did it work?
2 out of 4?
Okay, it's working.
There we go.
Tom.
Yeah.
I know we're just looking at Twitter, but the other day, I had the fucking severe misfortune of stumbling upon anorexia Twitter.
Oh, no.
There's like a whole...
Like pro?
Like
anorexia?
Pro. It's weird, dude. Oh, it's so weird. And I don't know how I got there. And it's like one of those things where you just realize you're in a wrong place.
You're just like...
And you just want to just immediately close everything that was open on your computer and then and then break your computer and then burn it and then... And then take the dust and throw it into the wind. It's terrifying.
I have read about that stuff. I've never like gone looking at the actual like forums.
So crazy, man.
Because there's from what I've read, like there's a whole like pro-rexia or whatever you call it, like community that's like, yeah, there's nothing wrong. It's just a different lifestyle. Like,
it's crazy.
They encourage them other people in their anorexic.
And they're talking about how gross food is and stuff, and they're all just like kind of going back and forth, and they're like feeding off each other. It's really crazy. Twitter's just a cesspool anyway. Like I accidentally wind up there a couple times, and I just whenever I scroll through mentions or comments, I immediately just want to hold up my fingers in the shape of a cross, hiss, and run away. It's the worst.
Is it Thursday already? It is Wednesday. We are making an adjustment to our recording schedule so I can selfishly go see a Tool concert, guys.
Go see that Tool concert.
That's it.
Go see that Tool concert.
It's Wednesday, my dude.
Oh, nine-fingered lesbian feeding off each other. That's actually ironic, given the...
Okay.
That's,
all right. Sometimes I don't realize I say something.
Pro-Anna. Yeah, that's it. It's been around for a long time. Yeah, it's...
Pro-Anna. I didn't realize that. Okay. All right. Yeah. What is going on here? Oh, this was so mean. This was so mean. I don't know who did this. But we have a meeting on our calendar.
Yeah. Mm.
For 2 weeks.
Who would schedule that?
And it's called the Meeting of the Minds.
And Ian.
And Ian. Did you do that?
No.
No.
Oh. No. Who could have done that?
Firing shots.
Who could have done that?
Firing
I'm
shots.
To schedule the meetings, I thought.
Well, but you didn't do it.
But you didn't do it last time.
So she probably did it because we had a meeting on Friday. And the end of the meeting, it was, please put something in our calendar. And it is, by my watch, fucking Wednesday.
Yeah.
But
fine, though, because everybody was 10 minutes fucking late to the meeting anyway. It's fine.
Yeah.
And if you're not early, you're late.
On time.
Not early, you're late. That's all there is to it.
God.
Lou.
How's everybody doing tonight? How are we doing, everybody? We doing well? We got a new camera set up. I don't know if you guys can tell. We got a brand new camera set up. And we moved a couple things around in the studio. And my wife, last week, we came out to the studio, and there was a wrapped present.
It was
a wrapped gift. With a card on the table. And it was... And it basically said, you know, congratulations, guys, on the brand new book. And she bought us this on-air sign.
I love that on-air
sign.
That
I fucking love. That
it's
I fucking
so great.
Love. I think it's amazing. So, so we are now, we now have an on-air sign, which I can also change around to. Like, I can make it do, like,
wait,
wobbly
really?
Shit. So I can do, like, strobe shit with it if I want.
Oh.
Although that doesn't really come very well on that if you look. Like, it's very hard to tell that it's actually strobing. It's only, one of them strobing.
Right. Just only, like,
I could do that, too. And you could see, if you look at the board, you could see it a little better. But I just like I like that one.
The board, I like when you strobe it, the board looks like the pavements at a carnival.
Yeah, it totally does, doesn't it?
It looks like the pavement at a carnival.
So yeah, we're super excited. So so we're showing off the brand new digs, and we talk about it on the show. But the hardcover approved from them. But I approved it today.
Oh, what's this? What's hardcover. In my
book, and then Tom
what's
has.
In my book?
What does Tom have? Let me put the camera on Tom. What is this?
Whoa! It's the bookmark
about. There you go.
Signed.
Signed bookmark. There
signed
you go.
They can't
see that the other side.
Well, it is signed.
It's signed.
You can't see it because it's overexposed because of all the lighting.
Yeah.
But there you go.
So there it is, guys. That's the...
Oh, I don't know what page I'm on. I'll use my bookmark, Cecil.
So this will be available soon. The the book, when they say it's ready, which normally takes about, sometimes it can take up to, you know, 3 days, they will allow it to be posted. So the hardcover is $30. Because it's fucking expensive.
That's what they just charge, guys.
It's so expensive. Yeah,
we're not making more money on
hardcover. Yeah, it's just $30. But it's a nice book. They do a great job. I mean, it's a great hardcover. I'm gonna buy one myself. So to have on my shelf. But anyway, so there it is. So and yeah, you can go to our website and request a bookmark. The bookmark costs $5 because we've got to ship it to you and we had to print it and we have to do all this extra. We had to buy special envelopes and.
Somebody's asking how many bookmarks will we sign? Well, however many.
Well, so we have a way for you to get two. So there's a possibility for you to get two, but I guess you could just keep ordering them and we'll just keep sending them. I mean, I don't know what you'd do with them, but we signed a bunch tonight.
We did. We signed a bunch of them tonight.
All right. So we got to pick a candy. Let's pick. I don't think we should do a poll, Tom. Why don't I pick a number? Well, I don't know how to do this.
How do we do it?
Let's play rock, paper, scissors.
Okay. All
right. And then one of us picks it. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Start down. 1, 2, 3. Okay. All right. Let's go with the one that looks like a Twix. We're going to do this candy. So, Tom, we're going to put the camera on Tom. What is this?
Ballooning milk chocolate bar with oat biscuit and caramel. So
this is going to be so bad.
All right. I will take this one.
Recommend buying the audiobook if you're concerned about gross profits on our end.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's by far the best thing for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do have to buy my own book.
How much for a bookmark signed only by Ian? Or by only Ian? By only Ian? You have to go to my OnlyFans if you want. I mean, whatever.
It has a really weird aftertaste.
Yeah, this is like, it's like making a Twix bar at home. It's an oatmeal Twix bar.
It's not bad.
No,
but it's like if the you chocolate feels cheap. Hands down, the best IKEA candy we've had yet.
Yes, but that is such a low bar. But I kind of like the oatmeal-y thing going on. Like instead of just like a regular cookie biscuit,
it's like
the
a
oatmeal
Twix,
kind of has like a nice nice. Nice little... Candy.
I don't dislike that.
From Apostate, Alexi, congratulations on the new book, guys. I just got mine. I can't wait to dive in. And if you'd like to dive in, go to adamandeve.com. Get Gloria checkout. I love you guys. It's chocolate laminate, Mr. T-Bone says.
That's okay. Like, I wouldn't go out of my way to buy it, but I wouldn't go out of my way to avoid it.
Right,
that's fine.
I mean, if it was in front of me, I'd eat it, which is what I just did.
I was happy to eat the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly. Like, last week or whatever, when we tried those little gumdrop buttons or whatever those were the worst tasting. I literally walked downstairs and threw them all away after the show.
Terrible.
It was so bad.
Terrible. I ate the licorice.
I didn't even throw those out into the forest for the fucking, like, the birds or whatever to eat.
From Timothy, I could have been a patron with as many super chats as I've sent. Whatever it's done.
Look, you like Google too. Here's the thing: if you rather super chat than Patreon, that just means you want to give big tech money. And who are we to stop you? Who are we to stop you?
30%.
What is the tax on buying the audiobook? I'm in Australia. Do I really have to give tax to Illinois?
Yes.
We looked it up.
Unfortunately, we looked it up yesterday. You do have to give tax to Illinois.
Yeah, so we are, like, because we're technically officed in Illinois and we only office in Illinois, then Illinois charges a tax. So we looked it up. Illinois gets that money. It doesn't ever touch us. It's not like we get it and then give it to them. It's
just the tax.
Commerce site takes it all automatically already.
Yeah, and the commerce site gives it directly to Illinois.
To the state, yeah. So we don't, it's just, it is what it is. So nothing we can do about it.
And you have to pay PayPal too for the fucking privilege of downloading our book. You have to pay PayPal like $1.11 or whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah, so
somebody's always got their fucking mitts in.
We're selling it for like $15.99, but the rest of it is all...
You'll pay
the rest of that stuff, $17.64 or something, but we don't see some of that. But to be honest, that's the best, that's the most, because Tom and I did all that work together.
Right.
And then Ian helped, but Tom and I did all that work together.
Right.
And
and then Ian
did something. No, Ian did a lot of work on
Ian
it too.
Did do a lot of work.
I edited it, but Ian mastered it. So Ian mastered the recording and it sounds great. So
It does sound.
It really sounds good. Tom did a great job reading it, but then Ian did a good job mastering it too. So it really turns out great. So.
Corey, right, because Patreon gives you 100%.
Okay, okay.
Patreon has also got their fucking... The way to make money in the world is to be in the middle.
Yeah.
Be in the middle of a transaction. Yeah. Just don't be at the ends.
Yeah.
Just be in the middle and just fucking grub
Man,
other people's
it's
cash.
So true, too, because...
It is less.
What's that?
It is less, though. I mean,
I mean, Patreon doesn't like make as much as
sure.
Patreon doesn't like take half of what we make.
I mean, Audible's the biggest. Grift.
Audible, well,
70%.
Amazon, the amount of money that you're paying for that book, we get a tiny portion of that book in comparison because they're getting their cut and then they're printing it.
Right. That's
So the amount of money that we get from that is tiny in comparison to what they're getting.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But there's just nothing we can
do. There's nothing
about
you can
that.
Do. What are you going
to
do?
You can't do it. You just can't do
it. The only other thing we could have done is written the book and shopped it to a publisher.
Yeah, right.
And hope
but
that
then you're,
publisher
But then you're
it.
out the front end, and we don't know how many people are going to buy a book. Yep. You don't know. You're just like, okay.
Nope.
And I think that's why Seth Andrews does the thing where he's like, hey, I'm going to do pre-orders. So then he knows, I think, probably what he can do.
Yeah, that's
you know?
A good idea.
So.
Yeah.
All right, let's do a thing here, guys. Why on Wednesday? We're doing it on Wednesday because Tom's busy tomorrow night, and we're doing it on Wednesday next week because next Thursday is Tom's birthday. So we're going to be doing it then because Tom has a birthday that he wants to celebrate, not sitting in front of a fucking camera. And I cannot blame him for wanting to do that. So we're going to go to PC here. I want to play this. This is from the Joe My God blog.
So great.
QAnon Texas cultist loses by 40 points after declaring that Jesus has appointed her to the seat.
Didn't we cover her when she...
Yeah, she had said before, but we're going to play this actual video. Now, you can see, if you look at the numbers here, I'm going to click on the numbers.
She is fucking destroyed.
So the numbers are... Here's the numbers, everybody. Here you can see. She's not the top
Boom.
One.
Boom!
She did come in second.
She did.
Like a really far back second.
She only lost by 27,000 votes.
That's not,
I mean, it's right.
I mean, in a place where you're looking at something like what? What is that? 40, 50, 60, 70?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She only lost by, you know,
a third of all votes cast. So here we go. So this is, I'm just going to play this. This is the guy who he looks like he's clear. I forget his name. Christopher McDonald. That's his name.
He looks like he died. He straight looks like a fucking corpse. You know what he looks like, Cecil? He looks like an evil priest in a cheap horror movie.
He looks like, yes, absolutely. You're 100% right. He looks like he'd be on one of those Stephen King movies where the priest is a guy who like wants you to come in and buy something.
Right, like he's like he's got some needful things
needful
you know?
Thing,
like,
exactly, yeah. And he lives in Maine.
Right.
You know, and there's
Welcome
a lighthouse
Castle
nearby.
Rock, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. There's a thunder crash in the distance. So anyway, she has camped in front of her copier.
And her book of
rump. She's got a Trump book and
I think
a flag.
It's a rump book.
Dude, seriously, like you can't decorate one little part of your Zoom house during COVID while you're running for office better than this.
Wait a minute. When is this video from? Why is her Christmas tree still up? It's fucking March, man. Okay, look, I take my Christmas tree down late.
Is it still up?
No, but I'm in February.
Yeah.
But like,
you waited till February?
Like probably like the first week in February. Like it just gets taken down when I realize, God damn it, the Christmas tree's still up. Because like, it just becomes invisible to me.
I live with a woman who is so fucking type A, right? So
I live with a woman that's type Z.
So here's what type A is like. Thanksgiving day, we have a nice Thanksgiving, and we wake up in the morning on the day after Thanksgiving, and we got to put the tree up. She's waking me up in the morning. We got to put the tree up. The fucking tree can go up anytime. Tree goes up today, and the tree goes up, and the tree is up by like 9 in the morning. And then And then we put the tree up. And then
that's the day you don't have to work. Why?
January 1st, that tree and every single other thing is in its box and away. January 1st. So the day after New Year's, everything is gone and done. When we moved into the house from downtown, we were unpacked in 11 hours. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. As soon as she literally never stops working until it's done. And then that means I never stop working until it's done. I am fucking the ball that is that is attached to the chain on the type A, right? She has to drag me along because I'm the worst. I'll wait forever.
Don't put her on blast.
She is watching, I think. So she might yell at me.
When I unpack or pack, I do the same thing. Like I start and then I'm done when I'm finished. Like when I moved into the house that I'm in now, I did the same thing. Like I was excited to move into the house. So I just unpacked all of it.
Sure. Yeah.
The day I moved in.
Yeah.
So, okay, fine. Yeah. I can get that. But the Christmas tree, I don't even see it anymore. It becomes like, it's just something in the house now.
No, it's fine. Yeah. It's a furniture.
Right.
It's
been
a furniture
up
now.
For 6 weeks.
Yeah.
My mind, my eye doesn't even see it.
Do you do the rest of the house though, or is it just the tree?
We don't do a lot of
Yeah. So,
stuff.
So the thing is like, there's also tinsel running up some stuff. And then there's also like now that we have a larger place than a condo, we bought a smaller second tree.
Right.
And so there's like little stuff like that.
It would not matter at all. If that was up for 6 weeks, it would just become invisible. And it would just like, it would be summertime. And I wouldn't even see
it. If you killed a delivery guy, he would stay there for a whole month on your porch until you were just like, gosh, I got to get rid of this delivery guy.
Look, I just like
the Uber Eats guy. I strangled him because he ate my food and wanted to drive away.
If I killed him in the winter,
yeah,
I would notice him when he started smelling in the spring.
Tell me you wouldn't have killed the guy who ate your food and drove away, though.
I would have fucking murdered that guy.
You would have fucking killed that guy.
I would have literally
killed that story real quick.
I ordered fucking DoorDash or Uber Eats or whatever the fuck
so
it was.
Mad about it.
And I was living in my apartment. I'm still mad.
I would be mad too.
Living in my
fuck
apartment.
That guy.
And like my apartment had its own entrance. So I had like an end unit and had its own door. And then like if you lived on the interior ones with hallways, it had like a shared entryway. So I ordered and I'm waiting 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 and the fucking food never arrives. And so I finally, this was back when you could actually call the driver. Now it's a huge pain in the ass to call the driver. But like I get the hold of the fucking driver and he's like, yeah, I couldn't find you. So I left. And I was like, really easy to find. I've got my own door. What do you mean? He's like, I couldn't find you. So I left. I looked for your unit, but I didn't see the unit. And so I left. And I was like, well, where's my food? He's like, oh, I'm out. I'm eating it now. And I was like, you feed my food. You're eating my fucking food.
I would have
ripped his heart
very
right
few
out.
Few things that could make you as mad.
I would have ripped
as
his fucking
eating
heart.
A hungry Tom's food.
I God.
If Tom was a hippo, he would have lifted his mouth up, guy and the food, and taken it all back
like
in.
A fucking pumpkin.
Like a marble. Like a marble on a fucking on a game board.
When
Uh-oh.
There should Sarah, just be retired.
We're dropping frames a little bit.
Are we?
We're dropping. Yeah. We were recording all earlier and it was fine.
We recorded.
Now, all of a sudden.
What happened?
I don't know. It got all funky. Funky. Yeah, it's choppy everywhere, everybody.
Hey, everybody. How you doing, everybody?
Well, it's still going out, yeah, but I'm also talking to them separately in a different pathway. I don't know if they can hear you. In fact, I'm pretty sure they can, actually. Hello, put the Coast Guard on high alert. It's getting choppy. I like that. Thank you very much. Yep, that's good. Good to see that. Oop, it disappeared too quickly. It's always when I join. It's yeah, zombie Jesus. You gotta go. I'm sorry. Hi everybody. How you doing? Did you buy the audiobook available now at dissonancepod.com/shop or store? And then look for the audiobook. There's a link. I'm not marrying you now. Why? Wait. What did I do? I don't live there. Come on, Damien. I love you. Thank you. Thank you. Ian, give me your cell phone number. Okay. It's 8675309. Just guess the great advertising. No problem. Of course. It's Sarah. I mean, I told Cecil not to do that and he did it. And that's what happened. Okay. Sarah, big mad. You just straight up
you know, doxing her. No, well, didn't really dox her, but you know, just talking shiz. Not an actual plan. Ian, you should drop those other two dorks. I should start my own streaming service. Yeah. Should I explain? Okay. I bought and I've listened to twice. Oh, here I have. Okay, that's good. Now, did everybody, did you buy the M or did you download the M4B? Did that work for everybody, the audiobook version? Or did you prefer the chapter separated or just the full long MP3? Was that better? Let me know in the chat if everybody prefers, sounds more like Alex Jones than Alex Jones sounds like Alex Jones. Turning the freaking frogs gay. I can't really do it, but it's like it's something like that. The show is all Ian now, and I love it. Well, you know, is that sexual? Yes. I like the M4B. Okay, very good. When we do get a legit intro song from the Ian show, sure, we can do that. M4B. Okay, a couple of people like the M4B. That's good. It is eventually. Sorry, I yelled at you. I know I'm like talking DS. The ASM burr. Yeah, the M4, it definitely did Tojo Rogan. Yeah, that's right. I did actually set that up, but I have not used it once. You should do a stream of your own. Maybe. Oh, wow, Ian, I can do Alex Jones. Not really. Goblin-y. Yeah. What was it? What is the place that we were? Find Away Voices is where we uploaded the audiobook, so it is going to be available there, and it's like a better player thing. It does distribute it to Audible, but it'll be more expensive, so if you do prefer to download it here, that would be great. Elden Ring, I mean, should we do Elden Ring? That might be a thing. Make Tom play Elden Ring, just the first Soulsborne. I do want to play it. I've been playing Sifu, and it's very difficult. If you guys play video games, I know it's like a video game thing, but I don't know if you guys like video games or anything like that. You guys like podcasts or anything? Where's Gary? I don't know. Gary, you want to say anything to anybody? Gary.
Wow. Well, did people miss me? I'm not in the ads as much anymore, and I was just wondering if people miss me. Hi everybody, how you doing? Did you buy the audiobook? Because, you know, we do get paid based off of that. And I'm trying to buy a hot tub. So, you know, if you want to see them Gary hot tub streams, you want to see these feats, boy? Then, you know, go ahead and buy that audiobook because it is funded.
Gary, okay, that's enough.
Shut up. I'm talking about, now go to Gary, onlygarys.biz. Is that what we set up?
No, we didn't actually set that up. I'm not doing that right now.
Well, he's going to set it up and he's going to make the website.
I don't want to make the website, Gary. Okay, you sent me weird pictures of your feet last time. Oh, wait, we got them back. Hold on. We're getting it back. Right. Yep. Oh. Yep. Nope. That's frozen. Oh, wait. It's man. See, man, I fucking hate Gary. Exactly, Gary. Get out of here.
Fucking piece of shit, motherfucker. Don't like my goddamn contributions. Leave you all fuckers.
Okay. So anyway. So Gary is going to work on the thing, the little foot thing that he's working on. He's got a whole business plan. I'm not really part of that. So, but if you want to support, go ahead and go to the audiobook and buy it. So they're connecting. They're just doing a little restart. It is red, which is not great. It is recording, however. I'm going to stop recording. I'm going to hit stop recording, so maybe that is a drop from... I'm going to do a little stop and start for them, just to give you a little background thing. Let me just sing a song for you. Oh, he's connecting the MiFi. Boom. Get in your local elevator and take a ride with me. Are we gonna get DMCA'd? I modulated too quick. Boop. every day when down the sea. She looks straight ahead, not at him. Tall and tan and young and lovely. The girl from... So it's not connecting yet. He might call me, I think. Maybe we're getting some... Wait. No, we're getting bad frame drops. I'm just going to stop this real quick. Hold on. He's actually going to unplug the Ethernet. I think that's what Cecil is doing currently. Did y'all like that? Can Gary sing also?
What's a song to one note sound about? First note, it's a thing to be to be. All the thing to back, boop, 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 pop, the dee, the dee. Should I do an album of like all bossa novas? I mean, I don't know if that's something people would buy, but I would do it. You know, I'm just saying, I got the skills. You know, Sergio Mendez, I got him on speed dial, or I got his mannequin on speed dial. I'm a mannequin. You know, we have like a whole like subculture. Well into subs and bombs with mannequins, because I don't know if that's like a thing you do.
Les Claypool, I don't... Gary, stop. Yeah, we're going to just copy this thing real quick. I'm just going to set up this thing real quick. Okay, boom, boom. That's good. Okay, I copied that successfully. I copied this next thing successfully. That's looking good, too. Boom. Nope, that didn't copy successfully. Hold on, wait for it, wait for it. Wait for it. Now it copied successfully. See, this is part of the fun. You know, you just see me in the back just hitting stream and then all this kind of stuff. And we're going to see if that streams and it's yellow, but it's green and it's green and it's green. Green is good. Greed is good. America. Here we go.
No, it's gone now. All right. Is it working?
I can't tell.
Ian, are you there?
He's coming back in.
It's saying we missed the Ian show. I have to go back and listen
and see what
Ian did. Yeah.
So it
camera
is
camera access.
They might not be talking, but they're talking. They should be talking, but they're not talking.
Yeah, it's running on the Wi-Fi, I think. So, the Wi-Fi.
Hey, where did they go?
Why would any of that have to be changed? We just changed the. I don't know. No one knows. No one knows how it all works. I can count the pixels, but it's working. Guys, what does it look like?
Hello.
Hey, Ian. How you doing?
We're back.
Yeah. Hey, all right.
Is it working?
Yeah, it's all green. Okay, all right, everybody, it's green. Good.
All right.
There we go.
Nothing happened while we were off stream. Everything was fine. We sat in silence and it was good. Don't listen back.
Yeah, the fucking problem with fucking Comcast, we were talking about, I don't know if it came through at all, but like, is you can't, because it happens infrequently, it doesn't happen all the time. There's no way I can call him and be like, hey, man, things fucking broken.
Well, because do a speed test. Looks like you got good speed over here.
It's fine. Yeah. That happened to us at the fucking studio before.
All the time. All the time.
You call them up and you're like, yeah, man, fucking the thing's not working. Oh, yeah, I'll send somebody out. And then they send someone out and they're like, no, it works fine for me.
Right.
And then you're essentially fucked and you wasted your time talking to some jackass. It's the worst.
Who literally does not care.
It's the worst.
If they can close that ticket, they win.
Yeah.
So whatever. Yeah.
Not until you get fiber, probably. You don't have fiber in that area, right?
No, I don't think so.
No, we don't have shit out here. I don't know why we don't have fucking anything out. Is fiber that much better?
Well, it's just that cable is dependent on what they put down to begin with. Yeah. Like, whereas,
so fiber's
like,
all brand
fiber
new.
Fiber is like, it's all brand new, and then it's also intentionally going to be like equal.
Oh. Right.
I'm sorry, Ian. That was my fault. I went to minimize and I hit the.
Because lights be lights, right? Like it's just flash a light, flash a light.
No, I did it. I did it on accident. I accidentally closed voice meter banana. Jesus. It's my fault. I'm just trying to see what's on the screen so I can change it. All right, so let's watch this. We said we're gonna watch it. We didn't watch it before. Let's watch it now.
All right, it's Christmas.
It's still Christmas time.
You know, today I just finished a interview with some pastors. And I told him, I said, straight up, I said, I'm only going to win if the church shows up.
Why does she look away all the time?
I don't know.
You notice that? Like when she's talking, she does this thing where she's like, she's talking and then she looks away.
Maybe she doesn't want to look at it directly because it might summon it. You know what I mean? Like I would be afraid. Could you imagine having to stare at that in the dark?
No. Oh, do you think that guy's married? Can you imagine that guy wakes up next to somebody at night?
He's got a picture of the Prince of Darkness. Oh no, that's Abraham Lincoln. Forget it.
If you do not show up, then you will be held accountable because I have been appointed and assigned for this position. And the God,
not by the people.
Right. Now, I mean, the problem is God only gets one vote though, like everybody else. It's our thing. He's got an enormous ballot, yeah, but it still counts as one.
It's like one of those big checks. I walk in. It's like one of those big checks you write on for Publishers Clearinghouse. But we only get one vote. I just fold it. I have to fold it so many times to get it in that box.
Yeah, you got
to. I got to crease it.
And the hard thing is, you can't fold any piece of paper more than seven times. Y'all try it. It's very difficult.
Origami.
I'm just testing you all. I don't have anything else to say to you other than that. So
you will go to hell.
So
you will go to hell if you do not motivate people.
Okay. Okay. So here's the thing. I have been appointed by God. Okay.
Oh.
And so God appointed me.
I think you just said that.
God, she's annoying as shit. She's so annoying. I have nothing left to say.
Her head does do that thing though.
But it does. I'm going to say more things.
It does that thing where it's like a bobblehead thing going on. It's crazy.
I can't stand that. Like, that's all I have to say about that. Really? Because you're still fucking talking.
You could have just been quiet after you said it.
She's fucking hates you.
You're going to either have to show up and show out, or you're going to have to deal with the Lord. And I'm not saying that lightly, and I'm not saying it in a very horrific way either. But that's where we're at.
But you're going to have to deal with my vengeful, bloodlusting bronze war god.
I just want you to know he's a blood god. He's a blood god. I don't know if you knew, but guys got to cut off parts of their dick for him.
Okay, now here's the thing. One time he got real mad and killed bunnies.
All of it.
And
no,
like
all of it.
Kittens.
All of it.
Just all of it.
Look around. All of it.
All of it.
I mean, he saved a couple
For like one family on a boat.
He saved a couple things.
Like, imagine if like Gilligan went on a 3-hour tour and he came back and everyone was dead.
It's like lighting your own house on fire and then only leaving with one photo. Yeah, it's like that.
At this point, that's where we're at. We've drawn the line.
At this point.
We're
at
past the party lines. We are now fighting a very evil, evil, demonic.
It's a hierarchy.
Face did the funniest thing.
She looked like one of those fucking those drama masks.
She did.
She looked like a drama mask, guys. Look at her like a drama mask.
Her mouth is so
enormous.
This
is amazing. This is amazing.
Fighting a very evil, evil, demonic.
That's great.
It's like a flip top head. Look at that.
She's like a fucking largemouth bass.
I gotta somehow save this. How do I save this? How do I screenshot this? This is my favorite thing I've ever seen. That's amazing.
Click on OBS.
I feel like you want to just wave a lure in her face and she'll just eat it.
If she were
it's
to
like
open
a grouper.
If she were to open her mouth in exactly that position, it would be the Jaws photo. Like it just
put a boat above her.
We're going to need a bigger vote.
There you go. Perfect.
Hierarchy. It's just a hierarchy.
What does hierarchy have to do with anything she said?
He said there's a demonic hierarchy.
Oh, and then he just said hierarchy.
Yeah, because there's a lot of paperwork.
It's all bureaucracy of demons.
Gosh, you got to go to one guy, and then you got to get told to go to another guy, and then you didn't fill your form out, so you got to go back to the other guy.
That literally checks the worst. That is exactly hell. Hell is a DMV.
It's the worst. All right, we got one more thing we want to watch before we go. Hold on a second. Because we wasted half the time resetting the fucking router. So
are we eating those samosas or what?
You can open them up.
The shit.
Open those up. I brought them upstairs because I know you like them, Tom.
They're the best. Like, I already ate that, like, bad candy. This is, I would ask Stream, like, what's your favorite Girl Scout cookie, but if the answer wasn't these, you would just be wrong.
All right, I can't. What's happening with this thing? Why is it not working?
Oh, I switched. That's probably...
Cecil?
I'm okay. Go ahead. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. Those are for you.
Oh! Oh.
I can't switch the cameras on the thing. The stream deck is working. We didn't do a Girl Scout cookie tier list.
I feel like we need to do that because...
Excuse me?
You like these? Or no?
No.
Are you saying these are not the best?
Right?
Yeah, which ones do you like?
It's coconut, right?
The toasted coconut.
Which coconut is gross, bro. I don't know what you're talking about.
Isn't it like a vegan?
It's not good.
Don't you have to like coconut? Don't you have to get coconut to get like a full protein if you're vegan or whatever?
What do you even eat? What do you even eat? You just like rub a broccoli near your body or something?
They put a meat in a plant. It's fine. There's got protein in there. It's Thin Mints, I think everybody kind of agrees they're the best. But I like the peanut butter ones. Like
the peanut butter ones are good.
No, I don't like the tagalongs as much as the other ones.
The peanut butter cookies are great.
Those are the joints.
But how dare you, with everybody agrees that Thin Mints are the best. Samosas are Samosas are the best ones.
No.
Full stop.
No.
They make other Girl Scout cookies just to subsidize making more of these.
We're fighting.
That's it.
We're fighting.
That's it.
The audio
okay.
Book.
Yeah, let's
That's
poll it. The audience. Let's poll the audience right now. Poll the audience.
Like, I was seriously, I would eat this entire package of cookies, and I would not even feel shame.
Okay, I mean, that's a different issue, but, grabbed the audiobook. What did that say? It just disappeared.
Grabbed the audiobook and a t-shirt. Thanks for everything, guys. That's from Josh. Thank you, Josh.
All right, now, New Zealand, freezer Thin Mints. I do like them in the freezer. They are excellent in the freezer.
Yeah.
I have never actually done that.
The peanut butter sandwich ones are, they're like Nutter Butters, and Nutter Butters are fucking money.
That's,
Nutter Butters are good.
That's the
fucking
best.
Money.
It's not better than, in my you're opinion. Wrong, and you're a bad
it's
person
better.
For being wrong.
Yeah, I mean, he is right. Man. He's right, Ian. You're a bad person.
Well, that's true, but doesn't mean my opinion is not the correct one, which everybody should have. Okay, what are we doing? What are we making the poll? Like, what's the best one?
No, just is it samosas or is it not samosas? Those are
this is a binary choice.
This is a binary choice.
Samosas. Okay, it's binary.
We can do a ranking
a
day
when
we're another day.
Why is my thing not working?
Okay, I'm gonna say A tier and be a good atheist or not A tier.
What's the
okay? That is the
what is it called?
That
Stream
is the
deck?
Only.
I shut it off when I reset the computer. It fucking took a shit.
Yeah, we might have to like unplug. Hold on a second. Or I'll kill the program. And
no, it's here. It's on. It's on. It's on.
Oh, okay.
Stream Deck, your little button machine.
Yeah, it's the button machine. I'm like, what the fuck? It's not working because I can't. Like right now, it's side by side, but I wanted to do PC, and so I could show Cat Care's face and hair.
Why?
Because everybody wants to
because
see
it's
it.
Glorious.
That's why people show up. That's why people come here.
We should have another poll. You want to see?
And then I can also look at the poll. I can look at the poll right now.
That's a great freeze frame. She looks like she's smelling
so right
a fart
now.
Right there.
Tub versus tube is what I see.
Waiting for
Ian. Why are you using the tub tube poll?
Yeah, why is it
a
tub tube?
That's the old one.
I know
that
that's the old one. We don't want the old one.
Let me stop it. Hold on.
We want the new one.
That's not there.
Tub tube.
I know.
It's tub tube.
Okay. There we go.
That's what we need to do. We'll be a YouTube competitor at tub tube. It's only tubs. We only take pictures of tubs.
It's not samosas.
Or tubers.
It's Samoas.
Samosas
is an Indian food. Yeah. Ian can eat those.
Those things are A tier.
Ian can eat those.
Those are delicious. And not to also be those confused with mimosas.
Mimosas. You got to dip your samosas in mimosas.
I got to. I tried it the other way around. It was messy.
Tub tube. I keep seeing tub tube.
Still tub
tube. Tub tube. Just keep saying it and he'll eventually change it. Tub tube.
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 I know it says that. Hold on. Okay. It needs to reset. I don't know why it didn't refresh.
Tub tube.
Oh, it's not set to
tub tube.
Refresh. That's
I think it's because you don't know how this works.
Yeah, Ian. Every time you're like flying by the seat of your pants badly. Every single time.
We've been doing this.
We've been streaming
for
over
a year and a half, 2 years.
Over a year. Yeah.
We've been streaming since.
That's how streaming works.
Yeah, no.
We've been streaming since the old studio.
Every single bit of it has been a living hell. Ian's the worst. The more I get to know him, the more I get to know him, the worse it is.
Can somebody's resume decline over time?
You know what? You know what I want? Just one time. I want to ask Ian something and have him say something interesting. I just want it to happen one time. Just once, Tom. Just a single time.
Okay. He could accomplish that. No, he can just he'll say the normal boring shit he says, but on a one wheel, and that'll make it exciting.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Oh.
You gotta do vote space, all right. Too. Vote space.
A tier, not A tier.
How?
I feel like it's not picking up YouTube.
Dare you? Right?
How dare you?
That is unbelievable. I literally can't even understand the idea.
Let me try one to just double check, because I'm gonna test it right now in my brain against a thin mint, because I love thin mints.
So. I like thin mints too; they're delicious.
This is better than thin mint.
It's an outstanding cookie. Like it's the perfect amount of crunch, but
what
chewy.
Did you say? Cecil, you like it?
It's better than a thin mint.
It is better than a thin mint. I'm gonna need another one to prove it.
Oh man!
It makes me so.
Well,
happy.
Thank you for sharing. You can have those. Those are yours, though.
Oh,
you can just take
shit.
Them home.
Thank you.
Save them for later.
I'll
eat them in the car on the way.
I was gonna say you're gonna because if you bring them home, your kids are gonna eat them, and then you're gonna be mad.
Yeah. Shredded coconut is just not a great medium.
Why are
it's
you
not
even
good.
Here?
It's bad.
Do you like German chocolate cake? Because that's like one of the best cakes too. German chocolate, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's
coconut is
maybe
fucking
they make it
amazing.
Really well, but like it's kind of
coconut
like
is terrific.
There's such bad coconut, like in that flavoring that like maybe that's just what puts me off. If it's really well done, but maybe. But German chocolate cake, it's not really my bag either.
God, I mean,
are Girl Scouts evil?
I don't think the Girl Scouts are evil. Girl Scouts are
no, Girl Scouts are fine. Girl Scouts are inclusive. They're wonderful.
Yeah, it's a great organization. No, there's like
no
scandal
ever. I would never buy a Boy Scout cookie.
Yeah, well,
but the I mean, if you're
Boy Scouts sell soggy biscuits. Actually, it's
if you're the troop leader, you get them for free. So,
oh my God.
Yeah, see, it looks like it's A tier. It's creeping up. 53% of people are agreeing with Tom.
German chocolate cake would be better without coconut. I agree with that.
What in the world? What?
That's called a chocolate cake. That's called a chocolate cake.
Yeah, and that's what's better about it. It's what does it add? It's like shavings of IKEA
of
particle board.
Deliciousness.
It's not that great.
Oh my God.
No. It's
everything
it's
inside. This is coming from a man who doesn't enjoy steak, guys.
I can't see the
like,
meme here.
Like
a
steak.
But they say better than German shepherd cake, and that's true. Better than German shepherd cake. You're right.
That is true.
Boy Scouts sell popcorn?
God, what a garbage
that's
organization.
That's a fucking stupid
what
idea.
What a garbage organization. Who wants to buy popcorn?
That's stupid.
Popcorn should just be free. Nobody should spend money on popcorn. That's a stupid thing to spend money on.
Cancel me. I don't care.
Cancel Ian.
That's right. All right. We're going to skip this last
story.
We're going to skip this last story.
Right.
We got other stuff
sidetracked.
To do. And I want to mention this week, if you like the videos, that we're putting out, on Monday, we're going to drop our first ever CogDis show.
Podcast video.
As a podcast.
Yeah.
So we recorded tonight before we came on. That's why we were talking about how we just streamed a bunch and it didn't do fucking anything. It was fucking working for fine for like two straight hours. We recorded a video. I'm going to edit it. And then we're going to post that Monday morning along with the show. So you'll get the people will still hear the audio version of the show just like they normally would.
But if you want to watch the show, you can now watch the show.
Yeah, just come back and watch the show. And we do show a couple things. So there will be a full video, like a full hour video of the show on Monday. And we're asking people, we ask people at the end of the video, but first we're going to ask people to subscribe. So if you haven't subscribed, wherever you're watching this right now, please subscribe. But on Monday, also, if you liked this what we're doing, let us know, and then we can maybe do it more often. Yep. Like, that's important. If you didn't like it,
let us know, and we'll blame Ian.
I mean, send a message to Ian at dissonancepod.com because it was his idea. So,
yep.
Look, fucking Sam Cedar's taking up all the YouTube ratings. So
that's true.
We're going to knock him off.
Oh God, are you kidding me? Are you kidding right now? Here's what I want. I just want to get big enough. I just want to get big enough so Tom and Crowder throw hands. That's all I want. That's all I want. I just want to have, and I'll just be, I'll be like that Ethan guy who just eggs them both on in the side.
Will you be my cut man in the corner?
I will be Tom's hype man.
Yes.
And I will tell, Crowder how big a pussy he is.
Yes.
And I will
get the beef going.
I will sneak behind him and take his gun out, and then you can fight him.
I do need that part.
Because
that's got to happen.
That guy's strapped all the time.
I don't want to get shot.
He's strapped all the time. But I think Tom would probably beat the shit out of Crowder. All right. Okay, guys. So that's going to be it. Watch it on Monday and come hang out with us. I'm going to take this poll off.
That's a terrifyingly close vote, though.
It is pretty close.
I win,
but you win. So, Ian, you're wrong. come join us on Monday. Come join us on Monday for the whole video for the podcast, or just listen to it how you normally listen to podcasts. The hardcover's out. Audiobook is out, and we are super proud of this. So yeah. Grand Unified Theory of Bullshit, available on Amazon as well as on audiobook from our website. In a month or so, the audiobook will be out in all those other places except for Audible. And you can get a bookmark. All right, that's going to be it. We're going to take off, guys. Night, everybody.
Good night.
Except for Ian. Everybody have a good night.
I'm going to eat some more popcorn. Coconut.
Popcorn, popcorn. Coconut?
Not fucking popcorn.
Coconut popcorn? No.
Popcorn is a consolation.
Popcorn ball, good or bad?
Terrible.
Terrible.
Popcorn ball?
Popcorn ball?
I don't know if I've eaten a popcorn ball. Like, eating a popcorn ball? Yeah. I've seen them. I don't know if I've ever eaten a popcorn ball.
Caramel corn, good or bad?
I like caramel.
Caramel corn's good.
Caramel corn's good.
The Chicago version of caramel corn cheese corn?
Yeah, I like that. Actually.
I like it too.
I like that. Yeah. It's good mix too.
It's a Chicago thing. Yeah. It's like a Chicago thing.
It's delicious.
Thing.
Yeah, that's good. It's good. That's the Garrett's.
Garrett's. Yeah.
It's very good.
What are you saying?
What are you?
You ever put za'atar on popcorn?
Oh, I bet you that's amazing.
No, what is za'atar?
It's like it's a spice blend. Spice? Oh, it's an herb blend. It's not really a spice blend.
No, I've used Tony Shastri's Creole seasoning on popcorn.
Oh, nice.
That can be good or it can be way too much very fast.
Yeah.
Like, that can get and then you're sneezing too because it's like,
I use some of that for a pork chop recently because I was just thinking, I was like, oh, I'm going to, season this pork chop. And normally I just do salt and pepper, a little bit of something else. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to try the Sashery's. And I tried it and it turned out really good.
It's good.
I sous-vide'd the pork chop and I cooked it while I was cooking it. I cooked it in the Sashery's and it turned out great.
Turned out
it was
nice.
Delicious. It was wonderful.
Sous-vide is I've been doing my venison sous-vide.
Yeah, venison sous-vide.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
Yeah. I did one venison sous-vide and I might have cooked it. I cooked it for 24 hours and it might have been a little too long. It was almost gummy when it came out.
Oh, okay.
And so I've got to cook it a little less next time.
Gotcha.
I cooked it a little too long.
Did you do one of the roasts?
I did one of the roasts, yeah.
Huh.
And it turned out gummy. When I cut into it, it just was gummy.
I wonder if it just depends on because you can't tell what cut you get.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking random.
That's the problem is it's random cuts.
Yeah,
so
I can't tell at all.
Yeah, so I'm actually going to, the next one I do, I'm going to flash. I'm not going to do overnight or anything. I'm just going to flash and see how that works.
Yep.
Cook it to the right temp and then let it go and see what happens.
See what happens.
And yeah, like I would a normal, flank or something.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We got to go. Bye. So long.
That's it.
Peace.
Oh, and Lou, definitely.
Fix me. Fix me, Lou.
Oh yeah, Lou. I gotta send you a message because I gotta take him into Chicago.
Yeah. All right, that's it.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Peace.